I'm Derek Cardwell with this recap of this past Saturday at the Knoxville Raceway. It was a big night for the 360 drivers as more money was on the line in the Van Wald Equipment Marion County Fair Shootout. And drivers responded with 54 cars signing in to grab a portion of the $55,800 purse. The 410s had 23 cars sign in, and Linton Jeffrey was the early favorite as his quick lap and time trials of 15.707. Ayrton Jennington, Tasker Phillips, and Justin Henderson were the three heat race winners. The 360s, with so many cars in the pits, had to split into two groups, as a total of $2,000 was on the line for quick time, and Scott Boguski and Tyler Gronendijk both pocketed $1,000 for setting quick time in their respective 27-car groups. Heat race winners were Dustin Selvidge, Dusty Zomer, Gunnar Ramey, Cade Higday, Jacob Hughes, and Chris Martin. C-main transfers were Colin Moyle and Stu Snyder, while the B-main transfers were Tasker Phillips, Alex Vandervoort, Nathan Mills, and Alex Hill. However, one story of the B-main was a driver who finished 17th. Stu Snyder won a $1,000 bonus for finishing in that position as the Knox Vegas Wheel of Money landed in his finishing position, as one random non-transfer driver would get an extra $1,000. The next races were the A-mains, and it is not often at the Knoxville Raceway that the 410s go first, but this week they did, and the action up front was Tasker Phillips holding the lead for the first three laps, but Terry McCarl, running a 410 for the first time in 2023, grabbed the lead on turn four.
And Terry McCarl has again caught Tasker. This time the slider works through one. Can he hold it out of two? Tasker coming back to the inside. They drag race down the backstretch, and Tasker takes the inside line, gets back in front of McCarl through three and four. Tasker back in front at the flag stand. Five down, 20 to go. T-Mac coming at him again. Tasker got a little high in turn two. McCarl back in front down the backstretch.
McCarl and Phillips would trade the lead, but Jake Buback was watching all that go on. He was patiently waiting his turn.
It'll be halfway. The cross flags this time by 10 down and 10 to go for Terry McCarl. Heavy lap traffic for your race leader.
Buback
has caught him and blows by him in turn two. Jake Buback inches ahead of Terry McCarl. McCarl has to give, and Buback gets the bottom into turn three.
It would soon become a battle between Buback and Davey Heskin, but just as Buback looked to be on his way to his biggest win of his career, a driveline fail.
0.3 of a second is all to separate Buback from Heskin.
Oh, Buback is slowing.
Buback is slowing on the backstretch. Buback is off the pace. Your race leader, Davey Heskin, now takes the lead.
That would set up a McCarl versus Heskin fight to the finish, as both McCarls were running behind him. Heskin seemed to have it in the bag, but a caution came out just before the checkered flag was shown.
White flag in the air for the race leader, Davey Heskin. Heavy lap traffic in front of the race leader as he goes through three and four.
Yellow.
Oh, the caution lights come on as Heskin is coming out of turn four. Tasker stopped on the entry to turn one, and the caution lights are on for Tasker Phillips.
Looks like he's got a shredded left tire.
That is a tough break for Davey Heskin. He was coming out of turn four to the checkers when the caution lights came on.
The green was not out for very long as another caution would slow the field on the white flag lap again.
Green flag is out, single file restart. Great start for Heskin. Austin blows by Terry up top, and so does Chase Randall. Terry McCarl drops back to fourth, and here comes a big unit. We got a race to the lead out of turn four at the white flag. One car length separates Heskin and Austin McCarl. Heskin at the bottom, McCarl up top. Austin McCarl right on the tail take of Heskin as they go down the backstretch. Caution lights again.
Oh, man.
Caution lights again as they were entering turn three, and that is Jennington.
Yep.
Jennington stopping in turn three.
There was confusion on the last restart. It was thought it would be a one-lap shootout. It was actually a green, white checkered, and McCarl finally figured a way around Heskin.
But it is Austin McCarl now in front of Davey Heskin, down the backstretch, through turn three, out of turn four. The big unit, Austin McCarl, gets it done tonight and goes to victory lane.
The $5,000 360 shootout was next, and from the looks of things, Garrett Williamson was going to lead the race green to checkered and run away and hide. But Chase Randall chased him down, and with just two laps left, the quickest chicken had trimmed a two-second lead down to fractions of a second.
It'll be two to go. And Williamson has Tasker Phillips and Riley Goodnow ahead of him here.
Gap gets closer, less than a second now.
Here comes the quickest chicken. He's just a few car lengths behind out of turn two down the backstretch. We're going to have a race here for the win as they come to the white flag. One to go. Garrett Williamson leads it. Lap traffic right in front of him. Chase Randall right there banging on the door. Looks to the bottom of one and two. Got side by side with him. Couldn't make the pass. One car length between. Chase Randall to the bottom. Lap car right in front. Slides up the track. Puts Williamson in the fence. And Randall's going to win it. Randall's going to win it. Chase Randall's going to win it.
Randall told Mike Roberts in Victory Lane he wanted it and got it.
Let's just go right into that deal. You got to talk about two laps to go, and everybody was talking about, you know, Garrett was way out there. It was going to take mistakes. It was going to take lap traffic. All the above happened for him, but you had your challenges out there, including Garrett in front of you making that mistake.
Yeah, I don't really know if he how much made a mistake. It was just I was just in the right spot at the right time with lap traffic, and the move in three and four I made was the only one I could to give myself even a shot to win. I was told that it was pretty close. I'll have to, you know, go watch and see. But I just wanted that one so bad. It was, you know, thanks to the Booster Club for putting up all this extra money and making this a big race for us. And I can't, you know, thank Will with Iron Wolf Frank Stiller for, you know, this scheme that they've, you know, allowed us to put on. And I'm glad to finally get them in victory lane.
That makes it three straight wins in the 360 class for Chase Randall as he will get some more momentum heading into some of the biggest races of the season. Next week is 3M night. Pro Sprint will be back to join the 410s and 360s. For KNIA KRLS Sports, I'm Derek Cardwell.